You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Sinead O'Brien with Taking On Time. Very cool track. Thanks to Amelia for putting me onto that one there. You're on 95BFM and we have got Alice Canton in the studio. Morena.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you going?
I'm very well. We're talking to you about a very cool play that you are doing down at the Basement Theatre at the moment. It's called Year of the Tiger. What can you tell us about this, Alice?
Well, it's quite funny that you call it a play, because it is a play of sorts. It's just that it's made up in real time. So premise of the show is I bring together seven strangers every night. Mm-hmm. They're people who are born in the Year of the Tiger, which is like the Chinese zodiac. And I facilitate them through an hour-long conversation.
That sounds so interesting. How did this idea come about?
I guess I've been thinking a lot in my practice about what is a sort of a radical subversive act for storytelling, mm-hmm. and especially places like the theatre, where it's kind of, I mean, especially in New Zealand, it has a relatively colonial overhang. And so it's like trying to figure out a way that we can shift that. And so I'm interested in working with non-performers and how people's stories and people's ways of telling their stories is actually, mm-hmm. and sometimes like way more interesting than, you know, the great canon of the, I don't know, I'm going to dump on some playwrights, but you know what I mean? I was going to say Shakespeare, but yeah.
I mean, he can't hear you now, so you can say whatever you like.
The street's really fucking dead. He's dead in the ground.
450 years worth as
this
well.
This is true. Like, he is dead.
He's very dead.
Actually, it's funny you say that, though, because like, I'm like, yeah, like, he died ages ago, so it's kind of okay if you throw shit at him, eh? Like, he's going to take it.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
But this is a really interesting premise for making a show, and I'm really interested in how you as a theatre maker have approached it, because are they strangers to you as well when they come into the space? How do those people come together?
So we did a bit of a call out months ago just to get that initial like, hey, you a tiger, come along, and then like having to succinctly explain the premise of the show.
Right.
I think people's biggest hang up, aside from like not knowing their zodiac, which like, I mean, look, it's okay, everyone comes to it in their own time, is people's fear, because of the way reality performance is set up, that somehow it's like to catch people out, to trick them, right. to punk them. And it couldn't be further from what this is, mm-hmm. even on the night. So yeah, they are strangers to me.
Yeah.
Although it has been nice when they turn up on the night and I'm like, oh, hi, I haven't seen you for a long time. Like maybe we're Facebook friends or something.
Yeah.
And so then even in that pre-show, I'm prepping them. I'm saying like, look, I'm going to ask you questions. I'm going to have a chat to you, but I'm not trying to
put you on the spot. Or,
yeah, absolutely. And I think, and that is absolutely fair enough. We've seen our fair share of those kinds of shows and actually like participation, you know, that terrible improv where they're like, let's get you on stage and make a dick out of you. Like,
That's not what this is.
Absolutely not. So, and it's been a really beautiful, so we've been running for a week. We've got another week to go.
Cool.
Beautiful conversations.
Like, what kind of stuff comes up in these conversations? Like, what do you talk about with these strangers?
Everything and nothing. Like, you know, so people go real deep. Mm-hmm. And maybe because I'm a stranger and it's quite theatrical in the space, like the lighting is beautiful. Or actually perhaps less theatrical, more cinematic.
Yeah, oh,
like,
cool,
there's
nice.
Like sort of soft tungsten light. It's quite intimate.
Yeah.
So people, they reveal a lot. They go, you know, some people have been quite profound in what they've revealed.
Yeah.
But then the flip of that is people that have been... like, okay, example, I asked a guy, what if you had a magic wand and you could fix a problem right now with that magic wand, what would you like point it at and what would you fix?
Yeah.
And he kind of looked at me and was like, oh, I wouldn't, I'd give the wand to somebody else. Because, you know,
oh,
someone
bless
else.
That,
I know. I was like, bless you. And, you know, like, it's like that kind of. I mean, we have had someone like burst into song.
Wow.
Like an opera singer.
That's amazing.
Yeah, which was awesome. I had twins and their mother come on Saturday night, which was
so cool.
It was so cool. And it was beautiful because they talked about how much they loved and respected their parents who were watching and the mum in them. And I was just like, oh my, like, let's all just sit with that for a moment.
Yeah.
Definitely the most moving has been an 83-year-old woman who came in, and her son is her carer.
Right.
So he accompanied, and it was just a real beautiful practice of like being together and like connection and like caring.
Mm.
So yeah,
it's a very important thing at a time like this, isn't it?
It is, and I think perhaps people who've seen my work previously, which sometimes can be a little bit on the nose political, they're like, oh wait, that was quite like soft and sensitive and thoughtful. You're like, yeah, thanks guys, I can actually make that kind of work too.
I can be diverse.
Yeah, come on, give me some credit.
Yeah,
I think we have to be kind to each other and to ourselves at this time, so it is a kind of meditation on that.
That's awesome. That's really cool. It sounds like a beautiful show, Alice. If people want to head along, where do they get their tickets from?
You can go to iTicket. It's at the Basement, so basementtheatre.co.nz. We're on at 6:30 Tuesday to Saturday.
Awesome.
We'd love to see you there. Again, it's gentle, it's meditative, and real interesting.
Really interesting. Hey, thank you so much, Alice Canton, for coming and chatting to us this morning. It's been a pleasure. Well, you can grab those tickets for Year of the Tiger through the Basement Theatre, as you were saying, or iTicket. Cheers for that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.